Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here. Afternoon of day two at Training 2015. And in this segment, we have with us President with Enlighten. Please join me in welcoming to the program Mr. Randy Palubiak. How you doing, man?
I'm doing terrific, Stone. Thank you much. Glad to be here with you and Lee.
So how's the show been going for you?
It's been great. The sessions have been excellent, and the floor has been very good. A lot of good booths and a lot of good things to learn about.
Did you learn anything good? What's your favorite thing you learned so far?
Well, I'm from the world of video, so I'm very interested in the people who have video products and services to sell. So I'm kind of migrating over towards a few of those guys, Grovo being one of them.
So what's changing in that world? Is the video getting better, or there's different, wider applications of video, or what are some of the newer developments?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this for quite a while, and my belief is that the message is basically the same for learning, same for people, organizations doing communications, but the technology and the delivery products and the tools that are used for it have changed drastically. I think what everyone would recognize is the extent that we're going to mobility, where everybody has the devices that can not only play back video content, but it can also record and capture video.
So now, how do you utilize video that's captured on someone's smartphone? How is that integrated into a learning environment?
Well, that's a good question, because one of the most exciting trends that's going on is the cloud, and that content is accessible anywhere, everywhere. But what people seem to overlook is it's got to also be aggregated and put into the cloud or to the area or the repository for the content. So when you look at what's taking place at the origination side of it, just imagine cameras or smartphones are inexpensive cameras these days that are able to shoot high quality, high definition video, and how it can be used by organizations like insurance companies or utility companies for accidents or incidents that may be happening out in the field with power lines or automobiles. And so the representatives in the field are able to capture the incidents. They can actually do it live, or they can just record it and then send it back to the headquarters, where they may have decisions that could be made to help them make determinations as to what they can do in the field.
Okay, so is this your wheelhouse, or you're just looking into video to help you do what you do at Enlighten? Let's back up a little bit and tell us what's mission and purpose of Enlighten.
Very good, thank you. Enlighten is a consulting firm that is, our role is to help companies and organizations with their visual video communications.
Okay, all right, so this is your wheelhouse.
That's our wheelhouse.
Okay.
Yes, and we help them with their training applications and their communications applications and digital signage. Anything that is video in an organization, we are able to assist with helping to identify what their requirements are, help them with their analysis, their business needs that will help drive the business, because that's what it's all about. You have to get the result. And so in the case of the training and learning organizations, how can we help them utilize video to provide extra value to the business people and get the tools that they need to provide training and get training results?
Now, is your premise that video can help any organization?
Absolutely. And I think the key of it is that it's pretty well known that 65% of adults are visual learners. And so video plays a large part of that. So as you know, you have to keep in mind, I've been a video person my whole career, so I'm fairly biased. I don't mind admitting that.
Some people, you know, when they got a hammer, everything's a nail, so you got to watch out for that, right?
That's correct. That's correct. But now with the technologies and the fact that you have people carrying around two and three devices that can shoot and or
I got a video camera in my pocket, right? I don't know how to use it, but my 14-year-old kid would be able to use it, right? Most of these phones, you could take some video?
Absolutely.
Right?
And if you had an iPad or a tablet, that could capture it as well. And then if you have a laptop, you would be called a digital omnivore, a phrase coined by some of the large, you know, gurus out there that say people who have and carry three devices that are video capable are digital omnivores. Go figure.
So now, are you finding that organizations are not – utilizing it effectively, or they're not utilizing it at all? What's out there in the marketplace right now?
Well, I believe what we see is that many years ago, video was actually used by a good number of organizations to a large extent for training. The internet came along, and people seem to think that computer-based training and other tools probably would replace video very well. And so video was not a dominant player for a lot of training organizations. Now it seems to be coming back because the tools are there, and the people who are using the tools are using them as individuals and consumers, and they expect that. They also expect the quality to be pretty good, and they expect to see a lot of short videos. So, yeah, we absolutely do see it coming back, but where I think a lot of the problems are is that now that it's all digital and data, essentially they're computer systems that we're working with, which means that the trainers have to work with the IT departments.
Right.
And when you deal with the IT departments, you have some internal roadblocks and challenges that you have to work with. So our role quite often is to help not just get the funding and understand and help sell through to the executives the need for the budget and the tools, but also how to get the IT departments to work with them and get on the same page.
Now, are there some kind of best practices in terms of video, like the length of a video or the amount of people on the screen, or should you use an actual person just talking, or you show other elements?
Well, I tell you, that's another good question, because length and quality are always ones that come up, and you have to let the content dictate a number of things, dictate the technology, dictate the length of the program or the module, dictate the quality. A lot of people think that when user-generated content for YouTube came out a while back and the lower quality was acceptable, that's true. For certain content, it's less likely you would want to use that kind of content if you were trying to sell a product or a service, but if you're doing internal training and it was appropriate and the only way to have captured that video was with a device that was, let's say, off the cuff or spontaneous, and the quality was not good, that would be acceptable. But if you're trying to do things that has some life and some long tail expectancy to it, you want to do it as high quality as you can. Keep in mind, even these small devices now, the phones, are
pretty good quality anymore, aren't they?
They're high definition with high resolution on the screens. So you have to do it with quality that people want to watch. The length of it's got to just be determined by the content. And a lot of people talk about you need to be short, 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 and they think of that as if it's something new. But you know what? People were producing 1 and 2 and 3 minute corporate videos back 30, 35 years ago. That's nothing new.
Right. That's not a new development. Just because it was, it's good for YouTube. Maybe YouTube learned it from the old training.
They might have picked it up from somebody else.
Yeah.
That's right. So your work, walk us through, if you will, like your process. Let's say a Training Pros, or let's say Business Radio X, okay? So Business Radio X, business talk only radio network. We want to continue to expand our network, so we want to train studio operators, or we want to train teams to do what we're doing right now, having these interviews. So you'll sit down with us maybe and, I don't know, don't let me put words in your mouth. How would you help us?
Well, it may have started with you wanted to get the business up and running, let's say, and or you needed the funding for it.
Right.
If you put yourself in the place of one of these corporations who are out here, you would have asked us to help you identify what all your needs are. What's your facility situation? Do you have multiple offices, or do you have one headquarter office where everything is centralized? How much money do you need based on how much equipment and resources do you need? So we would help to put together the business plan and the justification and the story that would go with that to the executives or the funding bodies who would make it possible. From that point on, then we would work with you to identify your desired future state that says 2, 3, 4 years out, what might be your growth plan? Will you need multiple studios, multiple people, additional people? And so we put in.
Sounds like an awful lot of work, Randy.
Yeah, that's.
Well, but that's our role, is to make a difference. But here's the thing: if you are,
well, no, you're doing the work. I'm cool with it. I'm just saying it sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, Yeah, it is, because we have to get an understanding and all the information and facts from you, our customer, to help build out what that model is and make sure that we're building it in a way that it works for you and future-proof it so that, you know, we've gotten rid of and avoided as many mistakes as
I like that, future-proof it. I'm going to play that back. You're going to hear that again, Lee. Future-proof it.
Now, is it possible to future-proof stuff? Because the technology changes so dramatically. I mean, right now you're doing video, but you know, soon you're going to be doing the 3D images and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but right now you're probably hearing a lot about 4K, and we just went to high-definition video,
right,
which is essentially around 1K. 4K is now out. The products are being sold, and so people are trying to decide, well, do we buy up and invest into 4K video? But here's the thing with it. Every customer is essentially building a proprietary network, whether it's distributed over the internet, the cloud, or satellite, and they're building things that are viewed by their viewing audience and the public or over the internet, and that can last a while. So they don't need to be chasing all the new technology. So they need to look at it and say, let's invest for 3 to 5 years, and keeping in mind that a lot of the systems that are involved in it are computers, and they only have a 3-year life expectancy anyway.
Right.
So we've talked a lot about, or at least the pictures in my head have been about video that we capture and then purpose or repurpose. What about live video? Is there still a place for live video in your experience?
Yeah. Matter of fact, most of the organizations we work with, if it's not with when we are brought in or because we're brought in, it's after the fact that they realize that live video still has a huge impact on audiences and for training purposes. It's an extension of the classroom, and many of our customers find out that they can train far more people far quicker, for far fewer dollars. Therefore, they have cost offsets. It's actually a wonderful way to let's say beat the bottom line and show the business value, because they're able to put people into the field of play and be revenue generators and or cost savers quicker. So when you're talking about interactive distance learning as an example, you literally can broadcast or multicast out to hundreds or thousands of locations, so therefore hundreds or thousands of people at a time.
Wow, they really appreciate that insight.
Standing room audience, I'll tell you.
Struck a nerve.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great timing. So you have live and on-demand, and that also gets into the choices that we have to help them make. What's the need for timeliness, immediacy? If it's on-demand, then we can modularize it. We could start with live programs that are edited down into modular programs.
Yeah, it can be both and, right? You
absolutely
can start with live
it's
and then
an
chop
or,
it up
it's an
or whatever.
And. Yeah,
that's correct.
Fantastic. All right, where can our listeners go to learn more, have a meaningful conversation with you about some of these topics?
Well, we're at enlighten.net, ENLITEN.net. I can be reached at rp1@enlighten.net. Phone number 770-590-1590. We're actually based in Atlanta. So.
How are you?
Yeah, so the conference here was extremely convenient for us.
Fantastic. Well, Randy Polubiak with Enlighten, it has been a real pleasure visiting with you this afternoon, man.
Well, thank you, Stone, Lee. I appreciate it, and hopefully you have a great conference.
All right, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.